This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I always love when you guys join me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website. You know, help support the show. And you do that by you know, buying the coffee mugs, buying the T-shirts. I'm buying all the, what are they called, tchotchkes? You know, little, is that what they're called, right? The buy whatever you can afford. And if you can't afford anything, but you can give me $3.50, then do that with Patreon. Do that by donating a little bit here and there. So, as you know, conservatives are being pounded on social media and other places, and they're making, you know, Facebook and other social media outlets are they're just cracking down on conservative content. They won't let our content get out there. If it won't get out there, then it doesn't play. If it doesn't play, no money comes in. So if you like what you hear, you appreciate the show, help out where you can. So, we're going to talk, you know, I told you, David Fisher's on a 2 or 3 week series, and we can learn whatever you want to learn about the markets, and we talk about that every week. But some of you, with the emails I get, I understand that you really don't even know. You don't know how the money flows. So what you need to be concerned with or not be concerned with, or what you're putting your money in or not putting your money in, and giving you some information. David is a trusted entity on the show. Now, he owns a precious metals company. And he'd love to do business with you, obviously. But his heart is really for helping people out. Yeah, he's got to make money to pay the bills. But really, if you talk to the guy one-on-one, the ultimate goal is to help young, I mean, in a lot of ways, help some of these young people set up for later on in life. And if you've got some money and you've got some resources now, help you make sure that those resources stay safe. So, I mean, you just Google, you know... the future economy, the U.S., and you'll see what I'm talking about here. So let's talk a little bit about Kelsey Grammer. I know I've always been a fan of his. I've always heard he's a gentleman. And since the days of Cheers and his character in Cheers and then moving on to Frasier, his own show, quite a few spinoffs off that show. It was pretty good. But, you know, being in Hollywood, being a conservative, he did try to start a conservative online channel. Didn't go well. I think he was too early, frankly, myself. But he's talking about Frasier and Cheer, having reboots of both Frasier and Cheers, which I think is quite interesting, right? And everybody knows him. When he's on shows, they know who he is. He was recently asked about how serious all the whispers were surrounding a potential Frasier reboot. Grammer told the reporters at the 2018 Television Critics Association that it's in the early stages. Yes, we are talking about it. Yes, we are thinking about it. He says, I have a wonderful life. I played Frasier for 20 years. Think about that. I didn't even realize that. 20 years is Frasier. And it was a character that crossed over the Passover, right? Now, Grant, you know, he started as Dr. Frasier Crane, finding it says here, from 93 to 2004 on Cheers. Right? So we'll see what happens. But Grammer, again, he stated, this is the thing I love about this guy. It's just all talk at this point, right? Not full of himself. Right? And in the show, what was it, Frasier, in the very last episode, he hopped on a plane for Chicago. And why he wants to go there, I don't know. As for shorter order series, he said, it would make any difference to get an Emmy Award winning actor. Grammer replied, who knows? Honestly, the work is great, he said, but once you start doing it, it's really exciting. So he goes on to talk about all of this, but then he gets to the point where he says the one thing you can never forget, right? Because he's been blessed. He said the one thing he doesn't want to forget is his faith in God, right? He doesn't worry about slowing down. He doesn't worry about his career, he said. For him, it's all about trust in God. How does he get work in Hollywood? He said the God word. This is why I tell my friends on a regular basis, don't be ashamed of who you are. If you believe in God, I'm not talking about standing on top of your car screaming, you know, God is the only way, Jesus is the only way. I'm not talking about do it. If that's what you're called to do, do it. But some people think that that's the only thing there is, and there isn't. There are godly men and women in businesses all over the place that are showing the love of God. No, the love of God, not the love of the Democrats, not the love that they think God has, but the real love. Showing the love of God, the things that they do and the way they act. He said he's always had faith in God, and when he was younger, he lost it for a while. But you know why he lost it? Do you know why he had a hard time? I didn't know this about him. In 1975, his 18-year-old sister was murdered. So he couldn't understand why God would allow that to happen. And then one night, he just fell to his knees, and he gave it all back to God again. And then you know what happened? He got to play some very classic roles for 20 years. Think about the guy. I mean, vulgarities out of his mouth? Seriously, think of the roles that he's played. Think of the influence he's had on people. I'm not saying, you know, he was the AAA guy that everybody wants to be like. But even his role as Frasier, taking care of his dad in the older years, being nice to his brother. Yeah, they had sibling problems, but those were clean, wholesome shows. Do we have any of those anymore? Right? I'm not trying to sound, what is it, Pollyannish? I'm not trying to sound like that at all. I'm just trying to give you something to think about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher after the break. Do we really need the Fed? You know how your money flows. All that and the answer to life questions when we come back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
Really back.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I try to inform you on the show. You know that, right? Okay, we're back with one of our best buddies. I always love when David Fish is on with me. And, you know, we told you last week, and I get a lot of emails from you guys about the basics of what something means and what it does. So instead of me answering one at a time, instead of me trying to figure this out and help you out in a very limited way, I've asked David if he would just come on
and really talk about the basics of finance, how money flows, what it means, why it means. And that way there are a lot of you can either go back and get the podcast after the radio show or take your notes, get your notepad out. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I don't like taking notes on the phone. Get your notepad out and take some notes because Dave is going to have some great information on this. And who better than David? Again, I think this really proves he's not just out for the sale. He's not out looking to push you to buy from him. He really wants to. This is not going to bring him a windfall of dollars by doing this kind of thing. So over the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about the basics of finance. We're going to talk about, you know, how money moves, what it means, stocks versus savings, stocks, well, you know, what's a derivative, what's a future. I don't understand half this stuff myself, but I love hearing David talk about it because we're going to learn so much through this. David, first, thank you for doing this. And secondly, the Fed. What is the Fed? How do they come about? Why do we need them? Should we have them? Help us understand how they came about and why we need them or don't.
Well, first of all, last week on your program, you accused me of swearing, saying the R word called recession. You just said a way worse word than I did, the F word called the Fed in monetary policy. That's a bad name. Well, some people love it. Some people hate it. And some people just don't know about it. But Henry Ford said this about it. It is well enough that the people of this nation do not understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. Henry Ford, the big automaker.
Yeah.
Most people don't understand the Fed. I'm not going to go in depth on as far as, you know, who started and all that. It was created in 1913. The corporation came about in 1914. But in 1913, December 23rd, Congress voted against the Constitution and gave the right over to a group of bankers called, and they called themselves the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, they're not government, and they have no reserve. They are a private banking group of bankers, that control the money system. We broke Article 1, Section 8, that says Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. So Congress gave over the right towards their own responsibility to a private group of bankers in 1914. And the Federal Reserve started regulating the money supply because Congress didn't know how to do that. Evidence why they still don't know how to handle money with $21 trillion debt. But we won't get into that.
I knew you were going there, and I let you go. No, you needed to go there because people, this is going to be a great lesson for people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go ahead with the Fed.
So, back then, we, you know, first of all, when our country was first formed, Joe, our country, we broke away from England. We didn't have much money. What was money then? Well, money was silver and gold coins, and there was bond bearers, there was paper notes, but, you know, most people didn't trust paper notes, and when we became a country, we were just getting started. Most people don't understand this, but the first coins, one of the first coins that were minted in our United States were silver coins called a dizmy.
Wait.
Or a small coin that where the derived terminology a dime came from. But this was a half dizmy and a dizmy, so a half dime or a nickel.
Spell that, because it sounds like you're saying Disney like Disney movies.
No, D-I-S-M-E, dizmy.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Martha Washington donated her sterling silver tea set to make these coins. So our country didn't have assets, and they, you know, a lot of people gave their lives, their blood, sweat, and the tears, and that's what started our monetary system. So once it got evolved far enough, and really Congress saw that they couldn't handle the monetary system, and because there were some problems within the money system. There was banks that would print their own money, and from one state to another, or one city to another, and then those banks would go out of business, and the money would become worthless. So they created a federal system. And that's how this name became Federal Reserve. Make it sounding government and important and trustworthy. But the Fed is not the government. It's a private corporation by definition. And the Fed started creating coinage, hard currency, because our currency was gold and silver. and was not paper money fully at the time. But then the Fed saw the cumbersomeness of hauling around a bunch of coins in your pocket. And so they allowed, what started this is banks started actually creating their own paper money. And like I said, they went out of business. So the Fed became and nationalized the currency paper-wise by creating a Federal Reserve note, which was backed by silver and gold. So you could go take a $20 bill and turn it in for a $20 gold coin, or take a dollar bill and turn it in for a dollar silver dollar coin. It was backed by the full faith of a hard currency. Well, in 1933, they took us off that, and the Fed evolved over time. The Fed is kind of, some people say it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Some people curse the heck out of it. It depends on which side of the, again, this is a market. Like the Fed creates the environment, they dictate the market, they dictate the flow of money by their own admittance. Now the Fed has taken us off a gold standard, and you can write to the Fed and ask them for their brochure on money. I don't have a copy with me in front of me, but I've done a lot of seminars on this. By their own admittance, in this little piece of paper brochure called The Definition of Money, the Fed admits openly that paper money has no value to it, only the belief and the confidence and the full faith of the backing of the United States.
Oh, God.
So, but money is supposed to be divisible. It's supposed to be recognized as a store of wealth. It fails in that. Paper money does. Because a dollar will devalue over time, and put into simple, plain English, a $20 bill and a $20 gold coin in the 1920s were interchangeable, and the purchasing power of that, and we've heard me talk about this before, but this is basics, ABC 101,
right?
That will buy a brand new man suit. Neither can pay with a $20 bill or $20 gold coin. They were interchangeable. We fast forward today, when they've taken gold off our currency. A $20 bill will not buy my tie.
All right.
And a $20 gold coin converted into paper money will stand the test of time and buy a very nice suit, and I'll still have money left over.
All right. We got more with him after the break. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Ahead of midterms, election security is being addressed at the White House. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying that election security is the president's priority now and in the future.
The president has taken decisive action to defend our election systems from meddling and interference.
Director of National Security Intelligence Dan Coats says there's no question Russia is trying to hack the U.S. elections again. Military officials are providing more information about the difficult process of analyzing remains from the Korean War handed over by North Korea last week. At the Pentagon, John Byrd, Director of Analysis for the U.S. Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, on why it's expected to take months or years to identify the decades-old remains.
They couldn't be sure how many individuals were represented in each box.
The remains of those 55 cases have been fully assessed into their laboratory and are already undergoing forensic analysis. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'll learn how to use this thing one of these days. Seriously. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, I mean honestly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, you really got to get involved. You really got to know what's happening. But that's why I have people on to have a clue. Seriously, don't take my financial advice. Listen to this guy. Okay, we're back at it. As promised, David Fisher has rejoined us. He's going to stay with us. I told you, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the basics of finance, the basics of how the market works, terminologies that you and I don't normally understand, because a lot of you send me emails on a regular basis asking me, you know, what this term is and what is that, and ask David about this. I've asked David to go through, and he's graciously agreed to do it, to go through and discuss some of the basics that we don't really seem to know about. You know, the Fed, how they came about, where they're at today, what makes our money valuable, what are treasuries? You know, what are stocks, derivatives, futures? What gives this gunk value? Anyway, David, as usual, always a pleasure to have you with me. You were just going to tell me how much more money I was going to have to spend for a suit today.
So the history, just like, you know, people, environments change, technology changes, the history of money is a changing thing. It's evolving. The history of the Federal Reserve has changed. And as time goes on, not only has our monetary system changed, but the Federal Reserve has gained more power during this monetary system environment that has changed. But put it into perspective, walk down history lane a little bit.
Uh-oh.
In the 20s and 30s, we had the Roaring 20s, and the Fed issued a lot of credit as a result of a booming economic environment. When there was a scare, a couple of banks called in some loans, and that's what triggered this 1929 crash, because people were leveraging their money in the market, and the Fed went to work trying to expand the economy and get us out of a depression in 1929. And they recalled gold back then and used that as an asset to make more money injected in the system, because we were tied to gold back then. So that's one reason why they did a gold recall in 1933 from a law that they passed in 1917 called Trading with the Enemy Act. So it wasn't until about the 40s, the war actually helped us get out, World War II helped us get out of the end of the Depression and injected a lot of money in the system because people went to work to fund at factories and create taxes and revenue for our country. But in 1944, there was a change called the Bretton Woods Agreement. And previously, Britain was the world reserve currency. They lost that over a period of about 10 years. It took them to lose that status. We replaced them. And so people...
David, don't just jump over there. I mean, they lost their status. Why? And how did we become the trusted money bearers?
Well, Britain, a very long-established country, started going into debt. And they extended themselves as a country. And anytime you extend yourself as a country, as a world reserve, the rest of the world sees, can they facilitate the management of the payment of their financial structure called debt? They couldn't do that, and they lost confidence over time. And so another country started to rise up. It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't like one day we were not the world reserve currency, and the next day we were. But it happened over a period of almost a decade, Joe, where the confidence was lost in Britain and the confidence was gained in the United States. We were a fast-growing country, an emerging market country, as they say, and our debt was very under control in a manageable way. We didn't have a debt structure per se that was unmanageable, only for a blip there post-World War II, but we got that under control through economic boom. And the world decided to use the dollar as the world reserve currency. So we did that, and we also allowed what you call gold flow to happen. In other words, countries that didn't want to use our dollar, that still traded in our dollar, could send that dollar to us from their country, let's say France or Germany or whatever the country is, and they could get in exchange gold. So the outflow of gold happened a lot because we were still, my perspective, young in our Federal Reserve notes. And in 1971, Richard Nixon closed the gold window. In other words, he said two things. This is a big change in our currency, by the way. He said we're no longer going to back our currency by gold. And we're no longer going to exchange dollars for gold from foreign countries that want to not hold dollars. So that was in 1971. And if you look at an inflation chart, it was pretty flat until that point. And that's when inflation really started to happen. That's when our currency really started to devalue. Because gold is something that's been around for 6,000 years, stood the test of time. And Nixon changed that for the history of our country. And as a result of that, we needed to figure out another way for the world to hold our dollars. Well, that happened in 1974 with OPEC. We became what you call the petrodollar. So all oil contracts would be sold in dollars, and that's what perpetuated us keeping the world reserve, the dollar as that. So we fast forward today, and you can see how the Fed, who is all-powerful, comes and runs in cycles. They raise rates, they lower rates. They influence the market, they influence the dollar value, and they influence global economies. Now, we live, in the last 15 years, we've come to a place of globally that everybody's pretty much interconnected, all major one-world countries and two-world, second-world, and even third-world countries rely on the structure of the United States. So if we have a big hiccup here, that's going to cause a massive nosebleed on the rest of the world. If we have a sickness, that causes a huge collapse in the rest of the world. And that's why 2008 was a big deal, because it started with us. Well, what caused that is the Fed allowed mortgages and the government allowed mortgages to be done in such a different way that we broke precedents of putting money down, having a normal debt-to-income ratio around 34%. We said we can have 50% debt-to-income. You can carry on a lot more debt. We said you don't even have to have any money down. You can do a no-doc loan. You can do all these things that we broke criterias that were healthy financial criterias. That's proceeded and caused an economic challenge and caused the scare that triggered a whole downturn in 2008, affected the housing market, real estate market, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It triggered a crisis on Wall Street because debt was perpetuated and leveraged money on Wall Street called derivatives. It all ties in together, and that's why the Fed lowered rates to artificially lowered rates. So the Fed is a thing that comes to the rescue to fix the problem that was created before, and then they create another problem. That's why we're going to see another one, another one, another one.
Well, you generically pretty much hit everything that I have on my list here, but I want to get a little bit more. So what exactly is, and we'll stay on this, what is exactly a treasury? What is that?
Oh, now the treasury is different from the Fed.
Okay.
The treasury is government. The government has a treasury. It's called the treasury. And the treasury creates a treasury bill when our country overspends. And so, in other words, we're spending more than what we take in. Where's the lapse come from? Well, that's where the treasury comes to the rescue. And in essence, there's a note from the president to the, I'm making it simple, the president doesn't actually do this. The treasury actually does this. They see that the government needs money, and they start issuing treasuries. And they send these treasuries to Wall Street, and Wall Street auctions them off for investors on hedge funds, foreign countries, buyer treasuries, and that's what supports our debt structure. So the treasury is a note, like the dollar is a note, but the treasury pays an interest rate called a yield, and that is done over a duration of time, a 2-year note, a 5-year note, 10-year note. There's 30-year notes, and there's short-term notes, shorter, you know, there's a 30-day note, there's a 6-month and a year note. So the Treasury issues these notes that, in essence, you are helping fund the overspending of our country. That's what the Treasury does.
No, he's right on. Our country overspends. Perfect. Great line to end on. Anyway, a lot more after the break. Like I said, he's agreed to go through how the money moves and how it affects you. You need to be informed, so stay here. We'll be back in a minute.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
I don't know, it's pretty good music to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, and I do mean just listen. We're back at it again with David Fisher. I didn't let him go. Stopped him mid-sentence because we're learning about the basics of money, how it flows, how it operates, so you can have a clue as to how it's going to affect you. And David Fisher, always a pleasure. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. You can check them out at landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. David, you were talking about treasuries and or the treasury and how the treasury and the Fed kind of work together. I don't know. I'd say to put us in more debt, but whatever. Go ahead. Finish your explanation.
Well, here's what how they really work together is in the crisis of 2008 that was triggered by 2007, the Fed called on the 20 banks in the United States that what you call go to the Fed lending window. In other words, not if you were a bank, Joe, down the street in California there, you can't go to the Fed and say, I want to borrow money from the Fed. You have to be a big, large bank. There's 20 banks that can go to the Fed window, you know, like the old concept, I'm going to go to the teller's window and get my money. Now, that's the concept, that's why they call it the Fed lending window. So anyway, there's 20 banks, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, Chase, et cetera, those banks, they all had this private meeting in 2008, and the Fed said, you are going to buy treasuries, and you're going to hold those treasuries at the Fed, because we're going to have to inject money in the system, and we're going to buy treasuries, and we're going to force you to buy treasuries, and because somebody has to, the government's going to try and stimulate the economy. That's where TARP, QE1 came into effect. The government went into debt to stimulate the economy, $870 billion, I think the number was. So that was QE1. Where did that money come from? The Treasury issued them. Well, somebody... Where did that money come? The Treasury issued them. Somebody had to buy those treasuries. That's where the Fed and the 20 banks came about. United States banks said, you're going to do this. And if you didn't want to do this, and one bank didn't want to do this, they almost got ousted out of the whole banking system. So they shoved it down their throat. Wow. The Fed did. And that's what supported the whole financial system in 2008. Then from there, the Treasury just kept issuing a ton of treasuries, and the Fed became the number one buyer. So they use that asset, and they do what we call a fractional reserve. Remember, our money used to be backed by gold? Well, now we have a thing called a fractional reserve. For every dollar that is on deposit, the Fed uses that as an asset, and they create $10. They put that out in the system through loans. That goes back into the banking system. That $10 gets deposited. Now they can create 10 more times. Now they create $100 and so forth.
Wow.
That's where the money system is regulated by the Fed. So the Fed creates money through a thing called fractional reserve banking, which, by the way, there's never been a bank in the world that has stood the test of time longer than 40 years on fractional reserve banking. We're on the 44th year of the Federal Reserve. Since we've left a gold standard, that is. So we're on borrowed time. That's why at some point, I'm not going to say the system's going to implode and crash. I mean, it could do that. But at some point, the system's going to get challenged once again, but this time it's going to get challenged way more than 2007 is.
Right.
So that's what they did, and that's why they made rates artificially low at a quarter of a point, the Fed did, because they wanted to do this, get the money into the system cheaply, artificially cheap. That's why we had artificially low rates. Now they're trying to get back to normalized rate, and the markets and the banks don't like it, but that's... So, in other words, the Fed not only dictates the money supply, the Fed dictates the interest on the money. They control the money, and now they're trying to shrink the money system, which is what I've been saying, why we're going to have some problems in the stock market this year. And this is going to go on for a couple of years. So now the Fed ballooned the system. Now they've got to shrink the system. They went from $800 billion in 2007 to $4.5 trillion just recently. That's a ballooning system. Now they got to shrink it back down to a trillion. That's going to take about 3-4 years to do it. So they got to withdraw the punch bowl from the party. That's what's going on right now, and that's why the environment does not like this. That's why we're having a volatile market.
And again, I want you to explain a couple of things to us. First of all, how does money move through the system as a whole? So if I'm we look at money here. We buy something in Europe. We buy something out of Mexico or whatever. What allows us to play nice together? You know, we've heard a lot lately about the World Trade Organization. You know, we hear about the European Union Bank, Deutsche Bank being. What causes these banks to play together? What value? You know, you say the full faith and trust of the United States. I'm going to gag on that, but whatever. How does that money move through that system?
Well, you have the Bank of Japan, which in essence does the same thing that the Federal Reserve does. They create money. They create Japanese yens to inject into the Japanese system to support the Japanese culture and economic environment. You have the European Monetary Union. They are like the Fed also. So these are the three main monetary systems of the world. And they're about 2 years behind us in what they're doing. They're creating money. We're withdrawing money out of the system. They're creating it, about $150 billion a month. But they're starting to taper that down. That was at the peak. Now they're lower than that. And then by December of 2019, they're going to start to raise rates, just like we started raising rates about a year and a half ago. So you have this global banking system, which represents in three major areas, the Federal Reserve, which is still the currency of the world reserve. You have the Bank of Japan, which has been in Japan's been in recession for almost 20 years, 18 years. You have the European Monetary Union, which is 28 block countries that really launched their currency in 1998 and started to compete against the dollar and thought they were going to overtake the dollar, and that's not – obviously they have so many issues. But they're doing the same thing, injection of capital to stimulate the economy. Their economies are shrinking. Ours is somewhat growing, but having some problems and challenges in our growth. But the world is retracting this money system because we've created around $14 trillion in the last decade of surplus money, and now we got to service that. That's going to turn into a problem. But that's, so money is created by banks called a central bank, and that's how this is working globally. That's why we have a global financial structure.
Well, you know what? I know I'm going to do this to you, and we're going to run out of time anyway. But why are we so dependent on other markets? We may have to finish this at a different time. But seriously, why can't we be dependent on what we do here in our market with our country companies?
Well, it comes to trade. I mean, think about it. When our country was birthed, how did trade routes happen? It was through ships sailing across the world that took 30 to 45 days. I mean, now I can fly on a plane and be there the next day.
Right.
So because of technology, Joe, and how do you get money from one side of the world to the other? Well, again, it used to take three to 6 months before, and they were done in a treasure chest. And if the boat didn't make it, then the gold went to the bottom of the ocean. So, I mean, now you just send it electronically. So, I mean, we've evolved as a world that because of technology, and you look at the money system, we went from gold to paper money, gold and silver to paper money, to debit cards, to credit cards, to now electronic money called Bitcoin. I mean, it's evolving, and the faster technology moves, the faster money can move, and the faster money creation is made, and at some point it could all backfire on us. But that's why we live in a global system, because what happens over there can happen over here or vice versa just within a few hours of time. And that's why what happens in the global market over there, if that market is down, it's going to probably drag our market down, and vice versa. If it's up, it'll cause our market to be up.
All right, David, real quick, because we're just about out of time, tell people, you know, how they can get more information from you, how they can not call and get a history lesson, but at least call and get some precious metals lessons going on.
They can reach us 844-715-7311, or they can go to our website and make an inquiry there for packets at landmarkgold.com.
You know, it's always good to have David on with us because I got to tell you something. He gives us the information. We don't get it anywhere else. We really don't. I've had people on the show, and I really appreciate you, you know, paying attention and giving him a call. If you give him a call, and I'm telling you, he'll talk with you. There's no expectations, no hard sell, but at least he'll talk with you, give you an idea of what you can do with your money. I always joke that he comes up with, you know, four things you should do. It's real estate. Mine is putting your money in a coffee can in the backyard. Precious metals and stocks. So you never get stuck with one thing. And again, I have not received any negative input from any one of our listeners or somebody who's done business with him on David. There was, you know, David will jump. If you've got a question, you don't understand something, you've done business with him, he's all over it. Listen, next hour, Dale Bellis joins us. He is the national spokesman for Liberty Health Share on different ways you can take care of yourself, different forms. I don't want to say health care, but basically, that's what it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.